He walks barefooted to the bank of the river, cane pole over his shoulder, with a big old pail of fish bait clutched tight in his little hand. And the only thing on his mind is the one that got away the other day, and how he held on tight just to watch it slip through his hands. And he throws his line in the water and says a prayer, hoping God will hear and that big one will be waiting there. And he closes his eyes and dreams the bobber goes deep, and what a difference it would make in the life the fishermen of Stony Creek. Well, years later he pulls his four-wheel drive out of the drive and down the road, with a flatbed boat and some high-tech fishing gear out in the back. But the only thing on his mind is the one who walked away just late last night, and how he shouldn't have said what he said and how he takes it back. And he throws his line in the water and says a prayer, hoping God will hear, and when he gets home she'll be there. And he closes his eyes and tries not to think of the difference it could make in the life of the fishermen of Stony Creek. Many years later, finds him out on the front porch rocking in the summer breeze, thinking back about the years of living behind him, close calls and memories. Then his grandchildren run up and gather around to hear the stories of yesterday, and they love to hear about the one that didn't get away. The time he threw his line in the water and said a prayer, and all that he had was a fisherman's faith to spare, and how he held on for what seemed like an eternity, and what a difference it made in the life of the fishermen of Stony Creek. Yeah, what a difference she made in the life of the fishermen of Stony Creek. He throws his line in the water and says a prayer,